Good morning. This is Teresa Sakis, and welcome to the Monday Morning Motivational Call. Today, we're this is where we come together to discuss ideas, get focused for the week. And today, we are going to talk about a great subject. We're going to talk about shackleyizing your home and how to help customers shackleyize their home or distributors. And in the long-term benefit of this is finding people who are interested in the business and creating volume. So before we get started on this great call, notice how I'm projecting that. This is going to be a great call. Okay, who would like to share a little bit about what their idea of shackleyizing their home is? So would anybody like to explain what that is? Don't be shy now. Who would like to tell us a little bit about that?
Hey, girl, it's Dorothy.
Hi, Dorothy. Go ahead.
Hello. I would say it's like shackleyizing your home is getting rid of all of the toxic chemicals and switching over to a safe alternative, which is our Get Clean line. Then we get into like losing the skincare out of all the toxins and lotions and potions that we put on our bodies. It's like what I used to put on my body. It's like, and now we don't have to anymore. It's like, and then putting all the nutrition and fueling your body first thing in the morning. It's like, and throughout the day with safe Shackley products. It's like, so I vote that, you know, we want to use it all so that we can see and feel a difference and motivate others to do so.
Absolutely. You hit the nail on the head. That's exactly it. So going around your home and, you know, looking at what products are you currently using that are not Shackley and converting them over to Shackley and making sure that if Shackley makes a product, you're using it and not something else. So when people come to your home, whether that's family, whether friends, potential customers are coming to your home, they are going to be observing and looking at your house and seeing, you know, what is in my home? What type of skincare is she using? What is she snacking on throughout the day? You know, is she eating some other kind of snack bar? Why is she not eating a Shackley bar? So people are observing and watching you, and so you do want to shackleyize your home, and that's exactly what it is, changing over all of your products and making sure those are Shackley products. Now, there's two ways when somebody comes in that they can do that. They can either start with one of our starter kits and they start shackleyizing everything all at once, or they can do it over time. I recommend, obviously, all at once, just because the more products that somebody is using, the more they're going to understand the benefits of the products. And when people ask you questions, you've used the product, that product specifically, so you know what it's all about. Does anybody have a question or something you'd like to add about shackleyizing your home? Okay, so everybody's done that or in the process of doing that, I would imagine.
Okay. Yes, I just wish that I wanted all kits were available when I got involved with Shackley because that is the most awesome thing in the world. The Gold Ambassador packs now and then what's going to be coming out this week. I wish that was a option when I got involved.
Right? Yeah, absolutely. It would have been awesome for you, I'm sure. But right now, you know, it's available for everybody else. But, yes, it's a great option instead of having to do it individually. But that is something that is, I think it's going to be easier for people to shackleyize and, you know, they can do it even quicker now than, you know, we had the opportunity to. And when I think about, let's just take a couple things. We'll start with the vitamins. So I don't just use the Vitalizer strip. I use that. I use the protein, but I use every single piece of nutrition that Shackley has except the product for the prostate. So I don't use that product. But every single nutrition product that Shackley has, I use. So I probably take anywhere from 30 to 40 vitamins a day. So that just gives you an idea of the products that I'm using there. I use all of the skincare, the deodorant, the personal care products and the laundry products. Now, just to give you an idea, I personally use at least 500 PV a month. Just me. I'm not even talking my family. That's just me. So imagine if you had a family of four or a family of three that was using that amount of products. And so, you know, that's the goal, to help Shackley Eyes somebody. So let's talk a little bit about ways to do that. One of my favorite ways, and I know, and excuse me, I think someone's, I'm going to mute somebody, so I'm sorry if it sounds like there's a little background noise. One of my favorite ways to start to Shackley Eyes someone is obviously to, and I say obviously because this is part of the process, for Glacken, for our Glacken process, or if you were in Glacken U, this is part of the process, is that you're going to book a new member appointment. And on that appointment, this is when we're introducing the idea that, hey, we have a lot more products other than just nutrition, or maybe if they came in on the cleaners, we have more products than just cleaners. So on that appointment, and also the update appointment, I do bring some of the products from our other lines. So if they are only using the nutrition line, then I'm going to bring some skincare with me. I'm going to bring a shampoo bottle so they can smell the shampoo, feel the skincare, just so I can start to get them to hold and touch the other product lines and so they can see that. So that's my number one way first to start getting someone into the other product lines. Any questions on that? Okay. My second way that I start to get someone interested in more products, and really it's more of educating them. And so once the person is educated on the products that we have, there's no doubt that they want to start those products. And so the second way that I do that is either having them listening to CDs, or they can listen to the webinars, and you can find those over on the Glacken site, the website, Glacken.com, GlackenHealth.com. And then also sometimes maybe they would like to listen to it in a podcast, so we have those available. So there are plenty of ways that somebody can get that information. And then, you know, there's also events that Shackley does online. So there's a lot that you could plug a customer or a potential business builder into that's going to help educate them to use more products. Has anyone used the CD program or the webinar program with some of their customers? And maybe you can tell us what happened after you did that.
Hi, Teresa. I'm Claire. I'm pretty new with the group.
Okay.
So I would love to know how, just logistically, the best way for the webinars or the podcast, because I know where they are on the Glacken site, but just some primers on how to do that with my new members.
So I like to find out what their best way of, or what their most favorite way to use technology, right? Because somebody may not have CD, ability to listen to CDs in their car. So, you know, I always ask that question, do you listen to CDs? Because some people have newer cars that do not have that, or older cars, I should say. So I find out if that's the way that they like to listen to information. Do they prefer it in a web format where they can just, you know, listen on the computer? What is their favorite way to do that? And so then I get them that information, whether I'm mailing those CDs, whether I'm emailing them information that they can listen to. So I find that out first. And then I do offer an incentive. You can check with your upline what type of incentives do they offer. So you can offer a free incentive with some free product if they listen to a certain amount of CDs. And I find that not everybody, if you're doing the CDs, is going to return the CDs. And so you need to be okay with that, have a few sets. Also, some people may only do half of it. Like if you say listen to 10 CDs webinars, they only may do 5. And that's okay, because even if it's 5 that they've listened to, it's still helpful in moving them along in the education process. Now, if they don't listen to the amount that we had suggested for free product, then they don't get the free product. But, Claire, did I answer some of your questions?
Yes, that was great. Thank you.
Okay. Any more questions on that? Okay. So what I start to see happen after I start them on this program is that they will, A, send me referrals of other potential customers because they're excited and they'll say to me, can I pass this along or, you know, email this along to so-and-so who has some challenges with maybe allergies or whatever they're listening to? And I say, absolutely. So it gets me in front of more people. They also may be interested after they listen to some of our, because I sprinkle a few business CDs or business webinars in with those. So they may come back and say, hey, I'd be interested in learning more about how the Shekley business works. And so that also happens. Maybe they would like to have an event after they listen to those because they want more free product. So they're going to get some free product from listening, and then they may be excited, and they're saying, hey, I'd like to have an event. The other thing that happens generally for me is there's an increase in volume. So they will turn around and say, you know, or they'll go online and place an order because they want to try the different products that they've heard about. I also tell them when I'm giving them this information that I'll say, hey, this is not all rah-rah, Shekley. It's a way to get you educated so you can be the best consumer and you're making the choices on what products that you want to use. And so I find that people love this program. They love being educated. And when I look back at my customer base, the people that have been with me the longest and are using the most products are the people that have gone through the education process, either through the webinars or the CDs. So does anyone have a specific question on how the CD program works or how to use that to increase knowledge for our customers? Would you like to share a success that you've had using that program with a customer? Okay, so it sounds like some of you from lack, either you guys are all muted, which is okay, or from you guys not saying much about it, I'm thinking that you haven't used this program yet, most of you. So definitely, you know, talk to your upline about it. Start incorporating this because it is a great way to really help to Shekleyize someone into Shekley. Now, if you haven't done the program, this is important for you to do it because I think this is helpful to get you excited about the program so you understand how it works. And you can find more information on GlackenHealth.com about it and go there, check it out, and definitely make sure that you start to do this. You know, some of you are going to convention. We're leaving Tuesday or Wednesday. I know some of you guys are leaving tomorrow. This would be great. Take some, you know, download some, listen to them on the plane. So you can start hearing what it's really all about to be able to talk about that to your customers. So that is another way that I use to Shekleyize my customers and really to get them on board. And then when I'm talking to potential people who are interested in the business, this again is the other thing that I start talking to them about. You want to Shekleyize your home, and then therefore you're going to help people that you bring on board to Shekleyize their home. And this is going to do a tremendous amount of, this is going to make some tremendous amount of changes in their volume because you will start to see the orders coming up and volume going up. So I'm going to stop here and let you guys make some comments or questions. Lynn, do you have any comments or questions? Dorothy? I know Jackie's on the call. We had a quiet group this morning. Any questions or comments? So you guys have all Shekleyized everybody? Stuart, what are some of your thoughts on it?
Sorry,
I'm muted.
Yeah, I was muted and trying to get ready for packing, actually. I haven't tried the CD program online. I haven't accessed that yet. I did it many years ago, and it was very, very helpful. and the people who went through it, you know, got motivated and used the products. So it's a great training tool.
Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I know. I think sometimes we forget that it's there. And so I thought it would just be a great reminder to tell everybody or just to say, hey, it's still there. It's still an awesome program. I know we get caught up in a lot of different things. And, you know, it's a great way to really help to Shackley-Eyes customers. And today in this day and age, there are so many ways that people can get information. And that's okay. I mean, we're doing Zoom events. We have Facebook Live that you could do. There's so many different things that you can do to get information to customers. So what I like to think about is not everybody is going to digest all of that information the same way. Not everybody's on Facebook. Not everybody wants to do, you know, Zoom or whatever it is. So I try to use many different ways to get information to customers. And that's where I said, you know, I find out what is their favorite mode of getting information. And then that way, you know, they're the person that can decide how they're going to digest that information. And so I know Denise, go ahead.
When I did it, it was all on audio cassettes and, you know, mm-hmm. I had to mail it out to them. And it
yeah.
was very unwieldy to kind of track your device and tape back down. having it online sounds like a much more easy way to do it.
It is. It's so much easier. And I even found that some of it is easier to actually, if some of them are in link format, you can send it through Facebook Messenger. You know, obviously I'm talking to someone doing the program, and I've asked permission to do that. I'm just not going to randomly send it to somebody. But there are ways that, you know, you could text maybe the information, you know, depending on which way you're getting it. And so they can digest that in whatever form that's easier. And I do remember, Stuart, yes, back in the day it was on audio cassette. It had to be mailed. A very tedious process. And so now these are faster ways that we can do it to really get people educated. I also bring some with, you know, again, this is a little old school bringing the CDs with me, but when I'm doing the new member appointment, or the update appointment, I do bring some CDs with me to find out if there's somebody that does have a car with CDs and that's how they prefer their information. So that way I can get them started right away on that. And so, you know, they can start learning more. But I know for myself, the more I stay plugged in just, you know, with how the products work, what the business offers somebody, I'm excited. So you can imagine how your customers are going to feel, and they don't get to talk to you, you know, every single day. And that's where the CDs or the audios online, you know, the webinars can be helpful for you. Denise, we've been talking about this morning. I know she just joined us, and Denise is an expert at this. We've been talking about Shackley-Eyes in your home, and I've mentioned the ways that we can start to do that and to Shackley-Eyes customers. And so we're talking right now about Shackley-Eyes in customers, and I've talked about, you know, doing the new member appointment, doing the update appointment, the CD program or the webinar program. Any thoughts you have, Denise, on Shackley-Eyes in your home?
I apologize for jumping in late and may be repeating some of what you already said, but I have to say that the customers that I've educated the most, when I see their orders come in, they're like mini versions of mine. So we have a big family, and we spend several hundred dollars every single month on Shackley, and I've been doing that for, you know, since we've had a family, right? So our oldest mm-hmm. daughter will be 27. So, yeah, and that's because somebody got me on the tape program. I was consistently plugged in. And so the customers that I have been able to get on the some type of a listening program, an education program, but I think also staying connected in a variety of ways, phone calls and email and snail mail. So I know that a lot of people have probably heard that, you know, consistently we see things like McDonald's and advertisements, and they're never going to stop advertising, right? They're never going to – maybe a bunch of us know exactly who McDonald's is, and but, you know, they're going to consistently be showing the arches and what they offer. And so we need to be competing against that, which can be difficult because they're spending, you know, millions of dollars on advertising. So we just need to remember that in order to stay up there in our customers', you know, minds and thoughts, that we need to be competitive in the way that we share the information. So whether it's verbal, written, you know, through snail mail, handwritten information, whatever it takes, just being consistent and mix it up.
I love it. And you're right, because the more information they get, and I find the more somebody is educated on how Shackley's different, and, you know, and quite frankly, why we're better than other companies that are on the market, then they're sold, and they stay on those products, they send you referrals, and they're excited. And so let's take the example, because I'm hoping it's actually Thursday, I would imagine, that we will find out all the details about the new skincare, you know, system. So how do I Shackleyize somebody on that skincare? Well, if they're a current customer of mine, you know, and maybe they're not using the skincare, I'm going to call them up and say, I want to let you know what's new. And so I'm going to be bringing that skincare system with me when I meet with them so I can put it on their hands so they can see it and really compare it to whatever they're using or if they're not using anything. Now, if they're already using the Shackley Empty Cell, of course, I'm going to move them right into that. But that's the first thing I'll be doing is moving my customers or getting people who aren't on that. I'm going to Shackleyize them into the skincare system. And then, obviously, I'll be prospecting for new people. But since we're talking about Shackleyizing, I would look at all the customers that I have right now and who is not using Empty Cell. So over the next month, I'm going to be educating them about why this product line is better than anything they're using, why they need to start, you know, switching over to that. And so like Denise said, that may come in the form of I'll send some emails out about it. I'm going to do a newsletter about it. I will, you know, maybe take it exactly, has a product sheet on it. I will send that to them. And so over time, over the next few weeks, I'm going to be sending out information to them in different formats to get them to a point where they're going to want to hear more. Any questions on that? Thoughts? Comments?
Teresa, I was just going to add to, in follow-up to what I mentioned, what I meant by when my customers place orders, the ones that I know that are truly Shackleyized, they have products in every single category. So if you can get your customers to fall in love with a variety of the Shackley products, typically then, you know, they will be ordering consistently. They'll be a long-term customer, and they'll use a variety of the products. And the person who, you know, really does use a variety of products will probably be getting a rebate back. So I know that that's something that I've used in the past for customers. Look, if you're buying your cleaning products, your nutrition, your weight loss, your skincare, your personal items from Shackley, and you place an order every other month or every month, however you're doing it for you and your family, you're probably going to be earning a kickback. So maybe even talk about, you know, it's kind of like a buying club for yourself. You're going to earn some rewards.
I love that, Denise. And that is another way that increases volume. I like to refer to it to my customers, a rebate program, whatever way they're okay hearing it. You know, that's what we talk about, just so shifted in whatever language. But really what you're doing is educating them about the business, the beginning stages of that. And you're right, because I find that customers will, maybe they will, if they're, you know, not ordering enough, they'll hold it and place a 500 PV order in 1 month, right, because they want to get that rebate back, or they will start sending me referrals. And it's a great conversation, Denise, and I know you've had a lot of luck with this, of getting them to host events because they want to reach that level, right? Did you want to share a little bit about that? Denise, if she's still there, I'm lost.
Yes, sorry. Good morning. Yes.
Yes, again,
actually thinking through people who've hosted events. Again, some of my best customers, not only are they long-term, but consistent and giving referrals. So don't forget to ask those questions about, you know, who do you know that would love whatever it is that you're sharing. So the people who have a group underneath them, you know, may, and so the way that I do my business is when somebody hosts an event or gives me referrals, I put them underneath them. right? So that's the way that we teach in Glacken University, and that's the way I've built my business. And so let's say that somebody hosted an event a handful of years ago. I have a lot of people like this who had, you know, several events or continue to give referrals, and next thing you know, the group underneath them places their orders, and the person above them is at bonus level. So I watch that every single month. I go through my organization and I keep an eye on that around the, from the 15th on. I see where the volume is building and where there are potentials for checks, because I will certainly let the person know if they are bonus level eligible and they haven't placed their 100 PV order yet, and make sure that I stay on top of that. Or if they're close to that, I can say, hey, you were so close to it, you know, and I know you love the product, so, you know, it's time to put your order in because you're going to earn a bonus. Or maybe I might use, like, who else do you know, because you're so close. So you can use that verbiage too. But definitely people who have a group underneath them are more willing to oftentimes put in an order when they're going to get a bonus back than, you know, any other time. So it's a great conversation.
Yeah, I love that. And I really say to them, too, why would you want to pay for these products when you can get them for free, technically, right? You're getting a check back to pay for them. So why would you want to pay for it? But I love that. Great reminder. And Denise, what you made me think of is, so every person, so look up, and you could do this today or tomorrow unless you're getting on the plane today. I know some of you are. But make a few phone calls to every person that has ever received a rebate or bonus back from Shackley, and book those appointments for when we get back that you are going to, because you've got a lot of new stuff to tell them, so that make sure that they're aware of that, especially since they are a referral partner for you. So we are almost at 9. I'm going to stop here. Any questions that anyone has on the information we've just talked about? Any thoughts that you have that have come up? Questions, thoughts? Okay. I think you guys are getting it, right? You're like, yes. Well, we're excited, very excited that we are all going to be together. I love when we all come together once a year, and that is this week, so excited about it. It looks like it's going to be an awesome time. Definitely feel free, Thursday is to connect and with us, find Denise and I. And Thursday night is going to be the team dinner. So hopefully you all have received information on that. If not, feel free to type something in the Facebook page, and we'll get you connected there. Denise, any thoughts you wanted to add as we're going into convention?
Let's see. I think one of the greatest things that I learned from Jennifer was that oftentimes, because there's so much information shared, that certain personality types, like me, I need a little bit of decompression time. So I need to make sure that maybe once a day I'm taking some quiet time and going through the information that's shared, or definitely when I get back from the trip. And not by any means to take any time off, but just to kind of decompress, create your plan. You know, if you already have your plan created now, like you said, Teresa, you're already making your appointments, you already know where you're going and what's happening, then you just you hit the ground running. But you definitely need just a little bit of time to decompress and just kind of think it through and, you know, amp yourself up again. It's a good time.
I love it. Yeah, I love it. Okay, so we will see everybody in a couple of days. And if you are not had the opportunity to go this year, definitely make sure to check the Facebook page. We'll have info there on what's happening. Also, I know Shackley does have in the past, they have done some of the events where they're live feeding that. So look on the Shackley.com site, because they will be posting some info and maybe doing some live events or feeds from some of the or portions of the conference. But definitely plan on being there next year if you weren't able to go. So we will see everybody Wednesday. I hope you guys all have a great Shackley week and great Shackley time at the conference. And feel free to, like I said, touch base with Denise and I if we haven't had an opportunity to meet you guys yet. I think we have met most of you who are on the call today, but if we haven't, definitely look us up. We love meeting people who are on the Monday morning calls. And I think that's it. So I hope you guys have a great week. interesting.
And maybe that'll put a name on a face. This is Dorothy.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm hoping to see you guys if they can actually be able to, like, put a face on a name.
That'd be great. Look for us, Dorothy, definitely. Especially you'll be there Thursday night, I'm sure, for the dinner, right? So.
No, it's because I'm not actually on the Glacken team, per se.
Okay.
So I won't be there for the dinner, but I don't know if we're friends on Facebook or not, but just find Dorothy Roby on Facebook or tell Jennifer, hey, point her out so they can just tap me on the shoulder.
All right, I will do that so we can say hi.
Okay. I look forward to it.
Thank you. Okay, see you guys.
Safe travels.
Thanks. Bye now.